The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Doug, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Hey, doing good, man. We are we're done with July, dude.
Wow. Yeah. Yep.
Right?
After this show.
Right, but yeah. You know what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Here we are, rocking and rolling into August. We got earnings coming out right now from the second quarter of 2023. We got the Federal Reserve raised interest rates again. The market's doing good. I mean, what do you want to talk about, man? We got a plethora of topics.
Yeah, there is a lot to talk about, right? And I guess we should probably start with the market, right? And the market continues to rally. And I guess why, right? Let's go there with the conversation and go ahead.
Well, listen, the market's rallying because, in my opinion, right, let's put that out there, is that the market tends to price 6 months in advance, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So what are they telling us they think is going to happen 6 months from now?
Rate cuts?
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Market's telling us they think interest rates are going to get cut within 6 months from now. That's going to be viewed as favorable for corporate profits, and you could continue to see movement in a positive direction in the market, my opinion.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting, Doug, about the whole thing is that if you look at opinions or pundits or whatever we want to call them, and you ask, is there going to be a recession or not? I mean, on multiple days on the computer, there's somebody saying we're headed for a recession, and there's people saying no recession. I mean, I literally think it's 50-50 split on people's opinions, and I don't think anybody knows, right? I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. And
well,
so,
what you can look at, and rather than listen to who CNBC books to come on or who, you know, whatever, you know, whoever's booked to come on and talk, go and look at the futures market, okay? The futures market has a very, very, very good track record. Futures market right now is predicting very mild recession.
Yeah. So with that being said, right, we've had a strong rally in the markets to this point. And I've heard pundits again or people speaking saying that if that is the case, the market could even go stronger.
Sure.
Into the end of the year toward, you know, like that type of thing. That's a scenario, that's a card that's out there.
Well, you know something, Mike, is then you go and you look at the corporate earnings that are coming out. Yeah. Some pretty good earnings have been coming out.
Sure.
You know, some there's been some surprises out there for sure. And, you know, when we look at it from our standpoint and from our advisory standpoint and the way that we speak to our clients and make recommendations, that I like the way that most of our clients are positioned right now to move forward. My concern is not so much for those people. It's for the people that aren't on board, that aren't doing anything, that are just sitting there hoping that it it comes back when that's not in our experience. I think that you have a better chance of participating significantly towards accomplishing your goals when you have active management going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, Doug, so we go back, right, to the beginning of the year, and here we are 7 months done, and feels like the beginning of the year was 5 years ago, okay?
Right, you like know? The beginning of time.
So when you hearken back what was going on, and we just came off a pretty strong down year in the market.
Oh, yeah.
Sentiment wasn't that confident. People were worrying, is it going to track into the new year? It's going to take, I remember people saying it's going to maybe, you know, down until March, April before this thing turns around and all that. And here we are 7 months later, and it's in the way in the rearview mirror as we're driving away. And a lot has been done. A lot has been accomplished, right? Markets have bounced. Interest rates at banks and on income level, certainly a lot higher. Did you know that the Fed hiked the rate again this week, and that's the highest rate in 22 years we are at? It's 22 years we're tracing back before we're at these levels. And let's face it, we're at this level. I mean, it's certainly a lot higher than it was a year or two ago, but it's not like astronomically high or like, correct. Oh, this is, you know, this is out of control. This is crazy. It's more normal. We're back to normal 22 years ago.
That is just so mind-blowing when you think about it, you know, because when you turn the clock back for us and how long we've been in this business and how long we've been helping people accomplish their goals and objectives, and when we look back and we say what were the interest rates when we started in this business, they're higher than they are today.
Right. And you know, it's interesting. If you go back 22 years, where the mortgage rates are right now, we were screaming, this is an opportunity of a lifetime right now.
Yeah.
Levels. Seriously.
Right.
You know, the people, that was the whole, you know, people were coming out of 8, 8.5, 8.25, 7, 7.75 rate mortgage rates and refinancing in the fives and the sixes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was boom time.
So, you know, that's an interesting circumstance that we have out there on the table right now. And this is why I don't think you're going to see a pickup in housing anytime soon. Because although homes did appreciate in value, interest rates are higher now. And for the same payment that people have currently, they're going to be able to afford less house. Because interest rates have
sure.
gone up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's been so much since 2008 when interest rates really collapsed till today. There's been so many mortgages and homes purchased at interest rates that I'm apt to say, I don't know this statistically, but I would be very curious to see how many mortgages are on the books below a 5% interest rate. It's got to be an astronomical percentage of all the mortgages that are out there.
Yeah. Buyer's market for 14 years, you know?
Well, buyer's market or seller's market?
Well.
It really turned out to be both, right?
Both, right. Yeah, you need one without the other. You can't have one without the other. But you get what I'm saying as far as getting a mortgage, what, you know, how much house can we buy? And I get it. House has certainly gone up since then. But the rates were very favorable. But it's just, I don't want to use the word funny, but it's just interesting that all of a sudden now where mortgage rates are, people are like, oh, you know, don't buy now. Rates are too high. Rates are too high. Rates are too high. It's just, you know, as the ball turns, as they say, it's interesting what's going to happen, because if we don't hit a recession or if it's a mild recession, and, you know, I've also heard somebody use the phrase, we're kind of in a Goldilocks period right now. That's why the market's doing so well.
Going a little Greenspan on us there.
Yeah, they're going a little gold, you know, going a little Goldilocks. You know, we're in a favorable period here now. And getting back, I'm jumping all over the place because it feels like there's so much economic news out there that's affecting us all. You know, and then the labor market, we're at full employment. You know what I'm saying? It's as good as ever. So what type of a recession if labor's not going into the off the cliff? So really, a lot of questions to be answered here for the final five.
But plenty of opportunity, Mike.
questions? Yes, because look what's taken place in the first 7 months. That's the point I'm making. You know what I'm saying? So if you put on your TV at night, you're going to hear recession, no recession, mortgage rates, et cetera, so on. There's a lot cranking. But one thing that's happened over the first 7 months, there's been a lot of opportunity that's transpired over 7 months.
Well, so what's interesting also, if you go back and you look and you analyze it, it's really been the last 2.5 or 3 months.
Yeah, well.
No, but here's the point, right? I understand that you're saying you're looking at 2023 as a body of work. Where are we through 7 months? Yeah. But if we break it down just a little bit further and we say, okay, what happened if we break those 7 months into 2 3.5 month periods? We had a rocky 3.5 months to start the year, right? We had a good beginning, a terrible period after that, a non-eventful March,
right?
And then since middle of April, May, we've had a good run in the market here. So I think that and my reason in saying this is I don't want people to think, oh, I've missed 7 months of good market. No, you haven't. You've missed a couple of, you potentially have missed a couple of months, and there's still opportunity out there, in my opinion, going forward. I really do. I do think that the next leg up in the market is big here.
Yeah. Well, hey, Doug, listen, when it comes to the markets, when it comes to your money, your financial future, you can't look in the rearview mirror. What's the next step forward? What's tomorrow bring? And let's do the right thing today for tomorrow, right? So that's what you really have to ask yourself. I mean, what happened behind you, good, bad, or indifferent, you have to do what's right going forward. And I think that's kind of the message here. You know what I'm saying is that, you know, I think anytime you have a tough year or really a deep down year in the market, people kind of get paralyzed, if you will.
Sure, they do.
You know, they kind of freeze up and lock up, and they don't know what to do, and let's do nothing, or let's run for the hills type of thing kind of takes into play. And I guess the message here is things are progressing pretty quickly here.
Yeah, and you know something, Mike, when you look at us and what we do for people, really we're financial coaches, right? Coach you along, and like you try – as you were speaking there, I'm just trying to equate it to, because you coached youth sports like I did. Listen, if a kid makes an error out in the field and comes into the dugout, what do you say to the kid when he comes in the dugout?
Keep playing. They'll go forward, yeah.
Put it behind you.
Yeah,
well, it doesn't matter anymore.
The one thing I used to say, and I remember this in Bring It to Youth Sports, was in coaching baseball, how many times you saw a kid bobble a ball and not be able to get the runner out, and because he's so worked up and so inside, he grabs it and throws it over the first baseman's head,
right?
And chaos ensues.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, same thing here with your financial future.
Right.
If you had an error, you made an error, let's not do something out of emotion that creates another error.
Right. Exactly.
You know, we'll get them back, as they say.
You bet. We bobbled it, hold it, let's move on to the next play. Same thing in your financial life. If you haven't done anything yet, don't not do anything, and don't say and don't take the ball and chuck it over the first baseman's head either, right? Let's regroup, get together, and say we're better than this and move forward.
Yeah, you know, because the interesting thing too, Doug, about the markets is, and we talk about, you know, to this point in the opportunity and being up, is that although whatever you think, it moved or you missed or whatever, we've seen markets sometimes go into cycles where this may kick off another 2-3 years of strong growth. Okay, we had that big steep down year last year, and you know what does history say about the next couple of years? Now, I'm not, you know, projecting or saying or timing the market or anything like that, to be very clear, but you know, things do run in strong cycles sometimes.
Mike, what did we in early 2009?
Yeah.
What did we tell people?
Yeah.
What did we think was coming?
We said it was an opportunity of a lifetime. We were saying that the next decade.
Correct.
I almost called it century. The next decade was going to be very, very, very strong.
And it was.
Yeah.
Right. So I really think that, you know, coming out of this, we've got the opportunity now to be set up for a period of expansion here coming up. And that if people are wise and smart, like the people in 2009 who were wise and smart, even 2010, 2011, right? But they came in, they sat down, we had them aligned and got them going, and we did have a very long period. It was actually longer than a decade of expansion us, right? but at the end of the day, let's just say it was a decade of expansion. Well, I do believe that we're going to see that again coming up here. We've got shifts coming. You've got changes coming. You got a lot of technological changes that are going to be coming. You look at it right now and you say, you look at the artificial intelligence that's going on right now and, you know, all these devices that are coming out and capabilities that are things to do. There is plenty of opportunity coming. It's just whether or not you're going to take advantage of some of it or not.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting too, Doug, is as there's always has been booms in our economy as, you know, technology or, you know, the industrial revolution, if you will, changes. And you
right.
can just, you know, go back over time and look when certain things were coming out or getting bigger or we were shifting as a society, you know, the market tend to follow along with it. So that very well could be the case.
Well, to your point, like, you know, when we went through the industrial revolution, that was great. And then I do believe we went through a technological one in the late 90s, right?
Absolutely.
No doubt, yeah. Right? So you'll look back and you'll go, that's when a technology revolution took place. But then if you look back and you look at the industrial revolution, right, you say, okay, that's when it took place. But how many more great things happened as a result of the great minds that took place then? Which is lets me tell you that the things that are still to come, I think, are just mind-blowing off of the technological revolution. And I think that people need to be positioned to take advantage of that. And we have to bring that opportunity and knowledge to them.
Yeah. And one thing I want to talk about here real quick, Doug, if I may, is when we hearken back to 2009 and we're saying the next you know, decade of expansion and growth and all that, my past practices tell me I remember people still coming in, though, 2011, 2012, and saying, I haven't done anything.
Right.
You know, my money hasn't moved. I know things have bounced back. I know we're in a better world, but I haven't participated. So I think that's the message, you know, coming off a year of like last year, looking at the body of work, looking at how things are going, is are you prepared or, you know, are you going to be left at the gate, if you will?
Mike, so
you have to be careful that there, you know, that's my concern, Doug.
And it's very, very valid. But you know something, and then we would help those people, right? We've got another tool back in our toolbox right now that we haven't had in such a long time, and that's very competitive interest rates, right? We could, like, in 2011, we had no interest rates to find for people, right? We had to work around that as best we could. Did a great job of it, in my opinion. But now we can incorporate safer things into their overall situation to accomplish their goals and objectives. It's just a matter of are they going to do anything about it or not do anything about it, right? You can do something or you can do nothing. If you choose to do nothing, you've chosen to do something, you've chosen to do nothing. So, you know, it's up to you. It's in your ballpark, folks. But we're just letting you know. I mean, we've been at this since the early 90s. We've lived through great times and difficult times. The experience, the knowledge, and wisdom is here. And we're giving it to you. We're sharing it with you. It's just up to you to take advantage of it.
Yeah. And you know, it's another thing, too, Doug, if I may, because I can go on and on about this. But if you are thinking about retiring or are retiring or close to retirement age, and you looked at last year and did a uh-oh.
Right.
And you've seen some sort of a rebound or some sort of a bounce here, what have you done about it? Okay, because
right.
what if there yep. is a downturn again, okay, and the world's not all roses, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you feel like you dodged the bullet already, make sure you do something about your retirement and your financial situation, because you don't want to just swing by the I don't knows.
No, you're 100% correct. And you know, the other thing that people need to realize, and it's probably too complicated to get into on the radio show here, is interest rates have given you kind of a mulligan, if you will, a bogey, a free pass, you know, to say, okay, well, I didn't do it then, but interest rates are much higher now. So, you know, previously, if you needed $5,000 worth of income and you got 3% interest, you needed, I don't know, what's that come out to, $120,000 in money? No, more than that, right?
Yeah.
More than 150.
Right.
Okay. But if you need 5,000 now, maybe you only need 100,000 to get that done. So there's, you know, there's opportunity out there if you take advantage of it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hop to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to people, talk to you guys about, you know, finding out who can help you, not necessarily how to help you. Okay. So we'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
All right, folks, welcome back and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And hey, Mike, you know, I had a conversation with a radio show listener earlier in the week, and it was a nice conversation. And the person said to me, you know, Doug, the issue that I have is that I don't know how to do it. I need somebody to do it for me. And I said, oh, you're worried about who, not how. And they're like, what are you talking about? Right? They said that. I said, do you listen to the show regularly? And they're like, yeah. And I go, you've never heard me and Mike talk about who, not how?
Yeah.
And they're like, it's not ringing a bell for me. So I said, all right, well, listen, this week we're going to talk about who, not how.
Okay.
So the reality of the situation is when it comes to most things in life that are difficult for us or outside of our wheelhouse or area of expertise or knowledge, it's not so much of us figuring out how to do something. It's finding somebody who can do it for us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
And that comes down with, you know, with anything in life. And it really does, at the end of the day, when you think about it, it makes your life easier if you know who to go to rather than figure out how to do it.
Yeah. And let's give an example out, right, Doug? I mean, just everything around the house type of thing, starting with...
I'll give you a first world example.
Go ahead.
Last week,
mm-hmm.
my house needed a new storm door put on it.
Okay.
All right? You go to Lowe's, storm door is roughly $300. Mm-hmm. Okay? Buy it, bring it home. I'm going to do this myself. 4.5 hours later, exactly, Mike just rolled his eyes, just so you guys know. I got it done.
Yeah.
I was sweating. It was hot out. There were probably some unpleasant words that came out of my mouth while I was trying to do it. It was a pain in the neck. And then I just look back and I say, I bought the door at Lowe's and there was a sticker right there says, we will install for $249.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and I'm not calling you as my who for a storm door, but.
No, well, listen, you could now. Now I know how to do it. But
now,
here's my point,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
So that was silly on my behalf.
Yeah.
You know, when you broke it down for the effort that I had to put into it, and I'm not going to lie. Listen, I was sore afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
Sure,
it wasn't an easy task for me. It wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be.
Right, right. No, and you know, Doug, and that's the thing, right? So you start, you know, okay, I need work around the house done. You know, who? Who's my
right.
guy? Car's not working. Car's not riding right. Who's your person? Who do you go to? Not the, you know, you may know you need a battery. You may know you need a tire. You may need an alignment. Whatever. Your big thing is not how. How's the alignment getting done? It's who. Oh, I go see Doug the mechanic, and he's my guy, and he takes care of it, and he's reasonably priced, and he's going to take care of it and do quality work. That's your who, right? There's your example. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Here's the challenge, right? So, just using myself as an example, If I would have messed up that screen door, if I would have broke it while I was trying to put it in, what have you, if I would have messed up the door jam, I could have fixed it. I mean, I could have called somebody to come in. Even if I had to buy a new storm door, I could have bought a new storm door. If I had to pay somebody to fix the, you know, the frame around the door to put it in, you could do it. The problem is, when it comes to money, you just can't go to Lowe's or Home Depot and buy a new bag of money.
Yeah, no. Agreed. I mean, the mistakes you make in your financial world could be forever mistakes.
Right.
Okay? And that's like saying, I do something, you do something wrong from even with your investments from a taxation standpoint. Once you're taxed, it's paid, it's gone. You're not getting that back. Like you said, you can go buy another door. Yeah, it's going to cost you money, but you'll end up with the door you need for that part of your house. But the financial world is completely, completely different in that so many things we've talked about here on the show, Doug, for years, is you get one shot at, right? Your Social Security, right? Deciding when, what do I do? How do I, when do I take it? That's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
So, Mike, I had it. It's so funny you say that, Social Security again, right? This is where the who, not how comes into play, is that I had a client in earlier this week talking to Social Security. It was very adamant that he was going to take his Social Security at 62 just because he wanted to start to get the check. And then when I went through him, I was basically pleading with him not to do it. Please don't do it. And then I showed him, your payment's going to be reduced. It's like, what do you mean it's going to be reduced? I said, you make too much money. They at age 62, that's not the number. If you're out there earning money in excess of a certain amount, they reduce that benefit. So you're not going to, in this case, you're not really going to get $2,100. You're going to get something less than that because you're making, in this case, $90,000 a year. So you're going to get less than that. And then I just went over it with him, and I finally got to the point where he's not going to take it. But not only that, I showed him, listen, you're the breadwinner in the family, right? You've made the most money. Your wife hasn't made that much money. You're also now locking her in for the rest of her life at that rate when you pass away. So if you pass away, God forbid, 2 years after you start, your wife is now locked into that amount. You're not working and making 90 grand anymore. Now the only thing that's coming through the door is the Social Security, and she's locked at that age 62 dollar amount. He didn't know that.
Yeah, and you know what, Doug, and we're getting a little off topic here. What I'm about to say about Social Security, I've had conversations recently with people, not non-clients, if you will, and Social Security comes up or whatever. They have some theories that aren't even close to being accurate. That's how bad, like, you know, they're not missing the bullseye. They're missing the board when they shoot. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That I'm like, whoa, oh my, you know, I hear this and I'm like, and for me, it's not so much of what's happening with the people that I'm talking with. It's almost, to me, I take that as like an audit, a random sample.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they feel that way, there's got to be a whole population of people that are that way. You know what I'm saying? It can't be that I only found the two people that have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a lot of no clues out there.
Right.
It's just crazy. But go ahead.
Yeah, so, well, that's the, you know, but that's basically it. Like, that's the story of it. And, you know, if you've ever come to our dinners, you've heard me tell the story about, we've had people, you know, come in, and there was a fella who, years and years ago, who was terminally ill. And, you know, he was given a period of time. And he started to take his Social Security at 62 just because he wanted to, you know, while I'm still here, I want to cash that in, you know, get some money on that. But as it turned out, at the end of the day, it really was a terrible decision because that locked his wife into that dollar amount for the rest of her life. And just because he wanted to take it for the sake of taking it.
Yeah, no, it's you know, so anyway, getting back, Doug, to the who.
Right.
Right. OK. And, you know, who is that person to sit and have these conversations with? Because like you said, it's not your car, it's not your storm door. When it comes to your financial world, you're going to have a bunch of decisions that are probably once in a lifetime for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not worrying about the how.
Right.
Right. I get it. Call Social Security and say, turn me on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But that decision Who's going to advise you on that decision?
Well, so, you know, just running back, you know, and we use this as a story for me with the storm door, right? So I was putting it up, and I went to, they had a QR code that you could scan and take you to a video on how to install the door. Okay?
Oh, that's neat.
So the video's there, how to install the door. I still originally put it backwards. All right? So I got confused with the video, and I put it backwards. I went to put it up. I'm like, oh, I put it the wrong way. A storm door, I can take the screws out and fix it.
Yeah.
If I blew that with, if I did something wrong with my money, I probably couldn't fix it. There's, you know, it's very rarely an undo button on that. There's very rarely a screw you could take out and actually put it on the other side because you put it on the wrong side.
Yeah.
You just can't do it. And even if you go and you try to follow along with the, you know, the DIY, do it yourself, DIY, right? Do it yourself, for the financial world. There's not a screw you can just back out and put it on the other side.
Yeah.
And it's a big problem, Mike.
Yeah, and I also find too, Doug, you know, one thing about financial decisions, finding that who, is it's not physical, a financial, you know, putting a door up is physical, fixing a car is physical, hanging a chandelier is physical. The financial world is mental. It's psychological.
Yeah.
It's all that. It's in the head. So what I find, the best decisions are made by sitting down and discussing it. And somebody saying, okay, I like to try to accomplish this.
Mm-hmm.
And then having a conversation about it, right?
Yeah.
Some of our best work, some of our best meetings have come from even with existing clients coming in and reviewing. And not so much that there's anything that needs to be changed or, you know, everything's going along or in their plans in place, but just having a discussion about stuff. How many times, Doug, it led to opportunities or other things for clients just out of just let's chat it out a little bit.
Right.
You know, you need a sounding board, you need a whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's what in your financial world, finding your who.
Yeah. It's, you know, so, you know, folks, at the end of the day, you need to know who you can turn to. And if you listen to this radio show, you've been listening to it for a while, I hope that you feel confident that, you know, we're the who's you can turn to help you get to where you need to go. Because as we alluded to, or basically said at the beginning of the show, it's our opinion that we've got a period of expansion coming up here in the economy and the markets. It might not feel like it right now, but it's when it feels like it the least is typically when it's the best time to get set up for it going forward, right?
Yeah.
So that's where we want to make sure that we're doing what we can to let you know that if you'd like a consultation with us, you know, give us a call. We'll have a phone conversation with you, and then we'll say, all right, this is, you know, what we think it's going to cost, and, you know, we'll take it from there. But you got to pick the phone up and give us a call, and the number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick that phone up and give us a buzz, and, you know, let's have a telephone conversation. And then, you know, like I said, we'll talk to you a little bit, and we'll figure out, you know, how to move forward from there.
Sounds good.
All right, let's hop to a break, folks. We'll be right back.
Up to $26,000 per employee? They call it the 15-minute refund, but it's not a gimmick. It's for business owners who stuck it out during the pandemic. The Employee Retention Tax Credit, or ERTC. But time is running out to get started. Talk to the experts. JWC Advisors at iHeartTaxRefunds.com. Who are they? CPAs who will keep you on the right side of the IRS. So do it the right way. Go to iHeartTaxRefunds.com. That's iHeartTaxRefunds.com.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice. nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back and hope that you're enjoying the show and hope that what we're speaking about today is making some sense to you guys and ultimately hoping that you take some action with it and give us a call and see, you know, we'll give you an idea of what it would cost to get together and do some work with us. Michael, what do you want to talk about here in the what have you been up to lately segment?
Well, you know, Doug, I guess I'll kick it off talking about some things. You know, had a conversation with an existing client about to pay or not to pay the mortgage off. Okay. And I basically gave him a couple of options of what he can do with his situation, you know, either to keep the mortgage or pay it off and where would the monies come from and all that, you know, and one of the questions was, is that the light bulb went on. He said, well, if I do use my existing money and pay it off, I certainly could pay myself back. You know, putting money back to the account and all that type of stuff. And we had that conversation. And I said, well, think about it. You don't need to make a decision here. I said, that's something that you may, you know, think about what's best. I said, I wouldn't give you an option, what we were talking about in his particular situation. I'm not giving you A or B, and if you pick B, you fall off the cliff. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, I'm just telling you, talking with you, again, Doug, sitting down, speaking, just swapping ideas, where you at, what are you thinking, how do you feel? And subsequently called me and said, I've decided I want to go forward and pay my mortgage off. And then set something up where I'm kind of paying myself back to replenish the money. I like that idea. I like that concept. I feel comfortable. And, of course, you don't have a debt. Even though you're paying yourself back, you don't have a debt anymore.
Right.
You know, and it's just, I find it an interesting conversation with folks because, you know, Doug, as long as we've been practicing to pay or not to pay the mortgage off is really... I think you and I come from a camp, we're really anti-debt, right? We always say to people, how many times people go, Mike, I want to give you another $30,000, another $50,000. And I'll say, no, you know, don't do that. And I'll say, pay your debt, do that. Oh, and I said, you think I'm giving you bad advice? I'm refusing money from you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, I guess that must be true. But I just can't believe how indecisive people are.
Well,
or how much thought it takes when it comes to that. I'm a little shocked by it. I'm not saying it's necessarily always wrong. I'm just telling you, I'm shocked at the reaction I get from people.
So, you know, Mike, I think that, you know, as time goes on and things evolve and circumstances evolve, people's thinking has to change, including ours.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me give you an example. It's funny you bring that up. Michelle and I had a conversation the other day about the outstanding balance that's on our mortgage. All right. It's not a large amount that's outstanding. We could pay it off. And so she said to me, do you want to pay this off? And I said, well, honestly, I'm going to tell you no right now. And she said, why? And I said, because our interest rate is 2.6% on that mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Cash flow is not a problem for us right now. We're not retired.
Mm-hmm.
And we're that same money that you would take to pay off that mortgage is currently getting almost 5% interest in the spot where it is right now.
Sure.
So to that extent, I say no in that circumstance. But I'll tell you this much. If we were ready to retire, I would say yes in a heartbeat.
Yeah. So there are, you know, again, Doug, there are factors, especially now in light of interest rates where they've come.
Well, right.
For the last, you know, whatever, 14 years, it was a blanket to me, a no-brainer. there are situations like that. But I also think, too, Doug, that you also have to deal with if something was to happen unforeseen down the road to have the mortgage paid off. I also believe working with clients, the minute the mortgage is paid off, something psychologically, magical happens. I have no proof of that, but I'm just telling you what I kind of observe. I think people kind of excel, if you will, for lack of better words, when the mortgage is gone and things just get decisions and stuff get easier and better. So I feel there's real, besides being out of debt, I feel there's some other capital to it, if you will, that I can't necessarily describe.
No, well, you're 100. There's a certain feeling that when you don't have debt, right? And especially when it comes, for most people, when it comes to your home. When that home is free and clear now and that thing's yours, like, there's a feeling that comes with it. Back in the day, our parents and grandparents used to have mortgage burning parties, right? Yeah. They would you know, burn that piece of paper and
paid off that $28,000 mortgage.
Right. Right? But the principle was there, right? You know, Mike, and so it really is, again, that falls into the case-by-case category again. And the reason that there's two reasons, I think, that people feel special when that happens is, number one, you own the home out, right? That's your home. It's yours. Belongs to you. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And then the second thing is, there's no doubt about it, people judge their monthly financial happiness on cash flow. That's it.
Yeah.
So if you're not writing a check out the door for, let's just make up a number, $2,500 a month anymore, and that money's staying in your account, or you're reallocating it to another account that has your name on it, right? It's not going to, I don't know, XYZ mortgage company. That check's going to, you know, wherever with your name on the account. That's a special feeling, my man.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's almost like you're your own banker. But but the other side of the coin too, Doug, is from a, I guess, non-financial. Sometimes when people have a mortgage, they're less apt to do things to their home as far as remodeling and repairs, because they feel like this thing's a money pit. Got to pay that mortgage every month, and we still owe another X on it. And I'm not, you know, putting the new siding on the house or the new windows or whatever. And I think once you're out of that, you know, you'll look at things and say, okay, you know, we could spruce this up or spruce that up. We don't have a mortgage anymore.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet. You know, Mike, I did some really fun income planning a week and a half ago with one of our clients. And, man, I got to tell you something. When somebody sits down with us and gives us the ability to design their income strategy for retirement with them, we absolutely, you know, I love doing that. Yeah. I really, really do. And when we can set it up so that you know, basically don't have a worry in the world when it comes to retirement income for the rest of your life, and then there's still plenty of money left over the way we designed it for you to go and go on vacation and buy the grandchildren things and all that kind of fun stuff, that is awesome.
Sure. It sure is. And you know, that's always a win, if you will. To be able to accomplish things and set up an income stream and be very sound in it. And, you know, Doug, I'd just like to say also that, you know, when you have a solid cash flow, a solid income stream, like so many of our clients do, okay, and when you hit a year like last year, when the market's not going your way, it's a lot less stressful.
You bet.
Okay. So then even when the markets are bouncing back, you know, It buys time into not making a terrible decision about the future of the market or the future of your account.
Right.
Now, if you're not in that situation, that may not be a good thing for you, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To say, I just let it go. You know what I'm saying? But cash flow, income, cash flow, call it what you may, when it's strong, it's very, very, very good. To me, that's one of the most, if you said to me, Mike, in somebody's financial future, what's the most important thing? You know, people will say, oh, how's the accounts doing, the assets, the growth, the this, the that. To me, cash flow.
Yeah, you know, We have people that are clients of ours that never really saved a significant amount of money during their lifetime, but they are fortunate in that they have a pension coming through the door, or two pensions coming through the door, and Social Security coming through the door, and they're really, really living a happy retirement, even though they don't have like what you would call a ton of money sitting in investments or savings, but they have money coming through the door every month. That's the key. You know, you got to make sure there's not too much month left at the end of the money. And as long as that's the, you know, what's happening out there, people are happy. They know the check's coming. It, you know, at the, it's like when we talk about our different types of retirement income plans, right, Mike? Income-based, asset-based, or hybrid. Asset-based retirement plans, what that is, folks, is that you don't have a structured income plan in place. You're just taking money out of your assets to supplement your income each month. And you're nervous as heck that if that money goes away at some point in time, you don't have any more money coming through the door. That's a problem. And, you know, the people who have that just their asset-based retirement tend to be a lot more nervous than people who have an income-based retirement. And you know, the people who have an income-based retirement, their worry is, well, if I need extra money from someplace, where am I going to get it from? And that's why, you know, when we set up retirement strategies for people, we like the hybrid. A little bit of both.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, another thing I want to point out to the folks, since we're kind of talking about cash flow and retirement and all that, is you've said this 1,000 times on the show, is that, you know, people say, well, how much do I need to retire? What, when, you know, can retire? And for some people, $5 million may not be enough, and for some people, $1 million may be enough, right?
Yep.
Because it's really your lifestyle. So to me, if you can have cash flow, income stream, whatever you want to call it, that sustains your lifestyle comfortably,
mm-hmm.
aren't you really rich?
Yeah.
When you think about it, right?
Sure.
Then you could just say, I'm retired and we're living my lifestyle. I'm doing everything. I'm happy. I really want for nothing. You know, I'm not looking to go buy that new Rolls Royce. You know what I'm saying? But we're happy. I think you're kind of rich.
Yeah. Listen, rich in life. No doubt about it. You know, that's it. Mike, we used to say, we used to say on the radio that success has nothing to do with how much money you have. It has to do with, you know, your happiness. And back when we used to be able to take call-ins on the show, there was a listener who used to call us all the time, and I forget his name. He was such a nice gentleman. He was a client of ours, and he used to call in the show when we would talk about success and success having nothing to do with money but living the life that you want. And, you know, used to just tell us, you know, thanks for talking about that, guys. Do you remember?
Yeah, I'm
drawing a blank on his
name.
Yeah,
me too, but he
passed away.
Yeah, you know, but it's that's what matters. And, you know, hey, listen, financial decisions and money can create a lot of stress.
Sure.
Okay, so if you're able to get to the point of retirement and have plenty of cash flow and live your lifestyle, your stress level's way down.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
What more could you ask for?
You know, Mike, I had a conversation with another client. This was a couple of weeks ago. I should have talked about it on the show previously, but when it didn't. Wanted to take money out of an IRA account before 59 and a half years old. Wanted to take money out of an IRA account to do something with, and, you know, wasn't considering all the ramifications of, you know, what that's going to do and the income level. So we said, listen, if you pull out, and they wanted to pull out $70,000, you pull $70,000 out, you got a 10% penalty on this. You got ordinary income taxes on that. And when we boiled it down, it was like about 44% of his accountant ran the number, told him, you're going to lose about 44% of this because it's going to go on top of your income. You got a 10% penalty on top of it. You know, it was just a bad circumstance. So he said to me, but I really do need, I could use some more money. So I said, okay, let me show you how you can get money out of your IRA on an annual basis before 59 and a half without paying that 10% penalty. And he's like, oh, how are you going to do that? You're going to get me in jail. And I'm like, no. There's a Section 72T of the Internal Revenue Code. And you got to listen, this falls down onto the who, not how, right? You got to know somebody who knows how to do this. Right. I said, I can set you up with this and get you this money. You're going to pay income taxes on it. Here's the rules for you to do it. You have to pay periodic distributions based on your life expectancy plus an reasonable rate of return for 5 years or till 59 and a half, whichever comes first. So in your circumstance, sir, you are going to have to take it to age 62. Okay, no questions asked. You cannot stop. But if you do it this way, you avoid the 10% penalty. He was like, oh my goodness, like I never knew that existed. I go, well, yeah, you know, people don't. And that's the one of the benefits of working with us. So I help them out in that circumstance now where he can bridge that gap a period of time to get through and just take a little bit of extra money out each year.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's an awesome story.
Right? You know, yeah. And that's just a matter of knowing the tax codes and, you know, and working together with somebody else's tax advisor if, you know, if they have one there. And it's just a matter of doing those kind of things to get things straightened out. And another thing I want to remind people of is while we're in this segment is if you're a client of ours and we have your power of attorney and you've recently had your documents redone, I want to remind everybody to send us a copy of the new document.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, great point.
Yeah, we send those out. We send reminders like that out via emails and letters that we send out. But I'm going to do it on the air here. And not only us, folks, if you're not doing business with us, but you're doing business with somebody else or a bank or something, and you have a power of attorney on file with them, and you've recently redone your estate plan, and it's a new document, make sure they get a copy of the new document.
Sounds good.
All right. Anything else you want to add here?
No, I think we're good.
All right, let's hop to a break. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Are you listening to the show right now and your only investment is a 401k or other work-related plan? Are you getting professional guidance and input on that account as well as the investments that you're selecting? Or are you just kind of winging it on your own? Do you wish you could get help, but that's your only real asset and you feel like you can't? Well, great news. At Wealth Management Group, we offer specialized financial planning services. We can review your 401k on a quarterly basis for you. Your retirement income may very well depend on the money that's in this account. Don't you think you should have professional help? For a reasonable fee, myself or Mike can keep an eye on this account with you. We will review the investment options available and help you select appropriate ones for you. Just pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Your retirement is too important to leave to chance. Call 855-262-3722 now to take advantage of this opportunity. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. We're in the final leg here. And, Mike, you know, I want to just talk about something real quick that you brought up during the break here, and it made me think. You know, people got their statements in over the last, you know, couple of weeks, and a lot of people get their work-related retirement statements in, and they look at them and they say, oh, okay, there's more money in there now than there was beforehand. But where a big mistake comes into play and they don't do is they don't subtract out the additions that they put in during that period of time. In other words, let's just say over the 3-month period, you put, I don't know, $2,000 into the retirement plan. So you put that money in. So that's got to, you know, that's going to factor into the account, could factor into the account value going up. You really need to subtract that out to see how the performance is.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, Doug, is when you say that by adding money, the accounts go higher. I've had new clients come in and say, here's my stuff, and they're coming in for a reason. They'll say, oh, these accounts have done nothing. They've done terrible. Oh, but my 401k seems like my 401k has been okay. Right. It keeps moving up. And when I look at it, not necessarily so, because it's because of the additions.
Right.
You know, hey, Doug, if you're adding $16,000, $17,000 a year to your 401k and there's a match, that's significant yeah. money, right? That's a buffer to her against any loss that may be going on.
You bet. You bet. So, you know, folks, I know that you heard, you know, we have through our specialized financial planning services, a 401k review service that we do for you. And, you know, we've had people call and had conversations about this. Just want to remind you out there that that's something that we do offer to you. And it's really, in my opinion, Mike, it's really for most people out there, it is the most significant asset that they have for their retirement time. It is really important to make sure that those 401ks are, you know, set up properly and doing what you want them to do. So for us to offer this, you know, service out to people, I think is really valuable. And I really want to encourage people to take advantage of it.
Yeah, sure. Certainly. It's something they should look into.
Yeah. So, you know, you just got to pick the phone up and give a call. It's 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. And we'll do that for you. Well, Mike, I got some bad news for you.
You got.
We're entering into your least favorite month of the year.
Yeah.
Mike hates August, folks.
Yeah, we'll see what happens this year. You know, and it was funny, I was just getting ready to say, too, you know, next time we're on the air, we'll already be into August.
Right.
Downslope of the summer.
Yeah.
Right? There's one reason for not to be
right.
so happy, you know.
Right.
You know,
Mr. Happy.
Labor Day, it's over, so not so happy about that. The bulk of the summer's over already.
Right.
Yeah, you know, so we'll see.
Yeah, it really is. It really is interesting.
But, Doug, if I may interrupt you for a second, in the past, August at times has been a very, very challenging month for the market.
It has been. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And listen, and I think that August is a great month of opportunity, too. You know, it really, really is. It gives you a lot of people have some vacation time that they can, you know, carve out an hour to have an appointment and, you know, really get yourself lined up. But to get yourself set for the end of the year, it's really a good time to do that. You know, you got to do it.
Doug, in my mind, mentally, right after Labor Day, we are down the stretch in the year as far as financial and all that type of stuff. This is it. You're in the home stretch now. You know, so August may be your time to sit and get your arms around things.
Yeah, it definitely is. And just a reminder, folks, we're here for you. You got to pick up the phone and give a call. The number's 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. We're here to help you. You know, you got to pick up the phone and give a call, and we'll have conversations, and we'll find out what the story is and see how we can, we can get you going in the right direction right there. But, you know, you need to call us. We can't call you.
Sure.
Anything you want to add here?
No, I think it was a good week.
Yeah, me too. You know, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Keep your eye on your money. Remember, we're here to help you. Don't try to figure out how to do it. Just figure out who can help you do it. We want to be your who. So, you know, don't hesitate to pick up the phone. Until next week, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.